Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So yesterday, we were walking out of the studio, and all of a sudden on one of our TVs, Choppy noticed on MLB Network, they were having a rebuild the Rangers discussion. Mm-hmm. And it was Ken Rosenthal along with Mark DeRosa. And there's a former GM in there. We cut him out of this audio. But they were talking about how to turn this thing around.
They were, and they were talking about the ideas and the different options this team has to be able to rip up and figure out from the Rangers' standpoint where they are and how they can go about making sure that this rebuild takes 3 years and not 10 years.
Yes.
So you want to start with Rosenthal or DeRosa? Mark DeRosa is a former Ranger who I thought had a really interesting idea.
Let's start with Rosenthal, the preeminent baseball insider. He owns the entire sport, kind of like Adam Schefter nationally. The Rangers, keep in mind, 17-28. This is on MLB Network. Ken Rosenthal, baseball insider on the Ranger rebuild.
It's a really difficult spot that they're in because I don't know that they're good enough to buy three or four free agents this offseason and say this is fixed. They've also got the Elvis Andrus issue. He has an opt-out. Now, he's going to come back from that fractured elbow. He has an opt-out after this year and an opt-out after next year. After this year, he's owed $58 million over four seasons. Mm. If he's healthy and playing well,
not bad.
He goes, I think. I think he can beat that on the open market. It might be tough, but I...
Oh, tough for to see him tough, go.
Well, that's the problem. Now, Profar, mixed reviews so far. Can he be the long-term shortstop? I don't know. But if Andrus goes, along with Beltre, because Beltre is a free agent... You're talking about a lot of work to be done, and we're not even talking about the pitching staff, which in Texas always needs work. So I don't know exactly how they go about doing this. It's not the system that it used to be, so they have issues there. It's going to be a challenge, no question.
Mm. Okay, so we all know that. We all know it's going to be a challenge. They are basically, if you watch the team this year, you got to sort of think of them as an expansion team. I know it sounds bad, but think of it from this standpoint. They really don't have a whole lot of depth to their farm system. So if you look at them from the regards of an expansion team, they have a plan in place, or they need to have a plan in place where they rebuild the lower crust of their farm system is okay. Those guys just haven't built up yet to be major league ready. So they have guys like what? High A, low A, that they think might be able to turn into some major league players, but they're not anywhere near close to being major league ready yet. So you look at it from like they're almost a brand new team. They don't have a whole, I mean, what they have at the major league level is, and this is why prospects are dangerous. If you were to put Odor, Gallo, Mazzara, DeShields, Profar all in a minor league system, Roy, those are five guys who would have immense trade value if they were in the minor leagues. But they haven't amounted to much.
Right.
So this is the danger with prospects, is that you could have five really highly regarded prospects. But if you were to trade the Rangers traded Adrian Beltre, and in return they got Rougned Odor, high-rated prospect.
Right.
They'd be massively disappointed in that return, right?
Sure.
Because he's a 200 hitter who doesn't have a high on base. That's why prospects are dangerous. So the rebuild takes an awful lot of luck.
What is Elvis's trade value? So there's two things to Elvis Andrus. Number one, the opt-outs. Bassick said a couple weeks ago, and Mikey, if you're on your way in or you want to text me, correct me if I'm wrong. Mike was giving the indication that Elvis like doesn't opt out anymore. And I 100% disagree with that. I couldn't disagree with it more. He's definitely going to opt out, and I don't think he comes back here. I don't think that you should sign him to the contract that it's going to take, right? Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy.
Why would you re-sign Elvis Andrus right now with this team? Why would you do it with his age.
Why, this team? No, you wouldn't. You would, unless you want a cornerstone. But, you know, you're past that point.
He's going to be 30 in August.
Yeah, like if I were... Now, he's still young.
Now, is it impossible to believe that he could still be around by the time they turn it around? I don't think that if he's still playing when he's 33
right.
at that position, that it's out of the realm of possibility. And I do also think that Elvis has grown to a place in the game where he's respected as like a leader. Now, he leads by a different way than Adrian,
right.
but he leads by like bringing everybody in and making it fun for everybody. Adrian leads by example. Two different types of leaders, but I think Elvis has grown to be comparably as valuable in that locker room.
I wouldn't sign him back up for that money. With the opt-out in place, what is his trade value this year?
The opt-out is after this year or next year?
He's got it for two.
Okay.
He's got it after this year. So do you have to know you're getting an extension done?
Yeah.
Do you roll the dice if you're another team? Does that? I'm just trying to get a handle on his trade value.
Well, like if you were to trade Elvis to say, I mean, the problem is who needs a shortstop? You know, that's what you got to look at. But like if you were to trade, let's just take the Red Sox, for example. Okay.
Because by far, when you talk about all the names that we're about to throw out, Elvis, if we can get another team to do it with his opt-out,
yeah.
is clearly number one.
All right, let's just take the Red Sox, for example. That maybe you would trade him to the Red Sox, which I don't know that they would even go for that. But they're a team that could make a trade for him, see how he performs in Boston, and then sign him. They'll sign him anyway. Because the team that trades for him knows that if he opts out, he's going to get a five-year deal, six-year deal, whatever. And he's going to get a lot of money because he's been having really good years the last couple of seasons. Now, if you trade to Arizona, you know, maybe Arizona doesn't want to spend the money, you know. But if a team like Boston, the Cubs, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Giants, they've got money to spend. So I think you could trade him to those teams.
Okay. You got a thought on Elvis or you want me to move on? All right. Mark DeRosa, former Ranger on the MLB Network. The segment yesterday was the Ranger rebuild. DeRosa. With some very interesting points.
Yeah, I got a soft spot in my heart for Texas. You know that. I think they do have to take a step back. I don't think it needs to be a five-year rebuild. I think they have the money to expedite the process. You say 2 years till they get into the new ballpark. They can take a step back next year and really let some of these young guys, hopefully an Elvis Andrews doesn't opt out. But I think you got to do right by some of the good veterans on this team, and maybe you can get pieces back. I think Cole Hamels would love to pitch in a Philadelphia Phillies uniform again. I think that makes a ton of sense. They have a couple good pitching prospects. The Texas Rangers minor league system leaves a lot to be desired, I think, just looking at it face value. If Adrian Beltre, I know he's John Daniels' favorite player and you don't want him to walk out the door, but if you could do right by him and he could be in a Cleveland Indians uniform picking and grinning at third base and maybe you get something back for him, maybe that makes sense. But this is the guy for me. You want to move Joey the needle Gallo. At the deadline, I would test the waters with this guy.
First baseman are tough to move at the deadline.
I would test the waters. Colorado interests me. Looking at it last night, maybe you take Desmond's contract back and you buy a couple prospects that way. Desmond, he really enjoyed playing in Texas. This guy has told you, I don't want to play third. He's telling you the parameters. I understand that, but he's the modern day ball player. Are you buying he's a cornerstone of your franchise going into the new ballpark? I'll put my stock on Mazzara before I put it on Joey Gallo. And I think I just think that he could bring back kind of a nice haul.
Mm. Ian Desmond, Joey Gallo. I didn't understand the point there. Gallo's told you he's not a third baseman.
Yeah, he said that there was...
Quote was a little bit taken out of context. He said he hates third base now, that it's his least favorite position to play.
Yeah.
But if he were asked by the organization to play it, he would have no qualms about it. So like that's just saying, hey, I've found that, you know, outfield and first base, like a little bit less dangerous for me to be playing.
Right.
And so I kind of prefer those positions, but I'll do whatever I need to do to help the team.
I don't think it's a horrible, you know, throw out there notion. Okay, he would pull.
Are we back to now?
You only got one more. If you're considering trading Gallo, you only have this year and next before teams decide this is what he is.
Yes.
That's the thing with Gallo.
Is Guzman going to play first? For how long?
I mean, he ain't hitting well enough to should be playing first right now. He probably should be in the minors.
He should be in the minors. You're right.
He's striking out almost half the time.
And now we are all in agreement that Nomar over Gallo.
Yes. Now, look, there's nobody on this team that's necessarily untouchable.
Right.
Okay, they don't have a young, you know, they don't have Mookie Betts out there.
Right.
Okay, there's nobody on this team is untouchable. Every single player, like if I'm the Atlanta Braves and you call me up and you ask me for Acuna or Albies, I hang up the phone. They don't have that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a little different. It's a little different here. We're in the unique situation where everyone's on the table. Everyone.
Yes.
Doesn't matter who you call about. Am I missing anybody? Is there anybody that you would say is untouchable?
No. I wouldn't make the only one to have a discussion about is Nomar Mazara, and I wouldn't make him untouchable. Nomar Mazara to me is going to be a nice professional hitter. He's not going to hit, I don't think, 45 bombs. He's never going to steal you a ton of bases. The average is going to be nice. I don't feel the electricity there's no star power with Nomar Mazara. It's just really nice and solid. You know what you're probably going to get for a while. Maybe the ceiling is even greater. I don't know. That's what Bill James said. Albert Pujols, Miguel Cabrera, he's having a nice season. I would not make him untouchable, though.
275 to 290 with about, you know, potential for 25, 28 homers. Maybe drive in 100, but none of that, you know, the lack of ability in the outfield, the, you know, lack of defensive comparisons by other right fielders in the game, the transition potentially to DH, there's a lot of flaws there as well.
Let's rank of the ones we know are going to be shopped, we think. Let's just assume for the sake of this, Nomar's not going to be put right out there.
Right.
Look, I don't know if I'm another team, if I'm giving up a lot right now. I'm not giving up a lot for Joey Gallo. There's still questions.
I mean, the guy's going to be... What? I'm not giving up
I think teams would give up more than you might think for Joey Gallo.
He's not, I mean, a team wouldn't give up one of their three top prospects, right?
I could see a top three.
Darvish didn't get that.
But his contract was up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
it was a rental.
But let's assume that Gallo and Mazara are off the board, all right? Rank the trade chips between Beltre, Hamels, Kella. If there's someone else attractive in there that you think we should include, throw it in. 877-881-1053. AutoFlex Leasing Fantex. I asked Sandler this question. You want to guess what he said, or you just want to give me your own list? I'll tell you what Sandler said.
I thought you did it for me. I mean, in the order that you named him. Adrian, Cole, Kella. I thought.
Jared's was exactly
opposite.
I think Kella would bring back quite a bit. Relievers at the deadline have proven, because the thing about relievers, you only everyone will trade for a shortstop if you need one. The only people who trade for relievers are teams that are trying to contend this year. And teams that are trying to contend this year will pay you more because they have to. You know, they know you have them over. And the way the game is in the postseason, you give me five guys out of the bullpen every single game, and I'm going to win. And what the Astros did last year is not normal, because they won it with starting pitching, not relief pitching. Like the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Indians, all had much better relief pitching last year.
Is it crazy to say that Beltre would have the third, the last value out of those three?
He's got no value right now because of his injury. Elvis has value. Beltre's got very limited right now.
Yeah, my statement is assuming health. And assuming really he's got 3 weeks to showcase to other teams that he's healthy.
And I'll tell you this. If they move Mike Minor to the bullpen here in the next couple of weeks, that's an indication that they're putting him in the bullpen to shop him as a reliever. And because he would get more money, he would get more back for you. Mike Minor is a quality reliever. He showed that in Kansas City last year. And a lefty relief pitcher?
Oh, yeah.
Look what Andrew Miller got back. Andrew Miller got back a haul. Aroldis Chapman got back a haul. It rebuilt a farm system in 11 days.
If you put Minor there with enough time before the deadline and he does what he did last year, he'll have the number one trade value on this team.
Like, if I'm this team and, you know, look, screw it. Throw a five-man rotation out there or whatever it is, but put Mike Minor in the bullpen. Put Mike Minor in there as the eighth inning guy and let his trade value through the roof. And then all of a sudden, now you've got Kella and Minor to trade. You could revamp a farm system with those two guys.
No, I'm trying to figure out the Kella. I mean, I understand he's got a 5 ERA with a 1.4 whip. Like, if I'm another team and I'm looking at relievers, it's only 16 innings. Sure, he's got 19 strikeouts, but I'm not looking at Keone Kella as anywhere close to even like a top 10 option.
No, but maybe he is a...
So like that to me is...
Maybe he's out of place.
Yeah.
Maybe he's out of place as a closer.
Perhaps.
And they want to put him in a less intense role.
Do you think we should just feel... Should we... To sum this up for the $1,000 giveaway chance, should we feel good about the pieces and the chips to rebuild it, sell it all, deadline?
I don't feel good or bad. And I know this is kind of getting out of it, but until I know who else is out there, like if the trade market's really packed, then I feel bad. I feel bad. But if there's not a huge, if they can get on this early and there's not a huge trade market, then they can kind of maximize that.
I think in terms of the things they have to sell, you're looking at like a C plus amount of packages when compared to other teams around the league. And I don't have a lot of optimism that they're going to be able to move all the guys they potentially want to move. As one fan texter points out, too, why not, I mean, throw Bartolo out there and see what you can get,
Dag
at least the
right
way that he's pitching.
Yep. Daggone right. Good discussion. Rangers against the White Sox tonight, 6:30 pregame, first pitch, 7 o'clock, after they lost yesterday in the 8th, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.